Welcome those of you signing in with us to watch the, let me say it right here, our social media presentation. Okay? And I thank you so much for joining us. And I just want to say quickly that next week we start a new series on how that 2021 can be the best year of your life. And there's going to be something worth shouting about in this small series, short series that I'm going to do. But I want to tell you, this can be the best year of your life in spite of what's happening in politics, in spite of what's happening financially, in spite of what's happening in our nation as far as COVID-19. I want to tell you, God's bigger than all of that. His promises are truer than anything, any voices that's being voiced out there. And when you put your heart and mind in alignment with the Word of God, you watch God be God. Because He's promised to chase you down with His goodness and unfailing love. Does that sound like good news to you? Amen. You can look back after 2021 and say, this was the best year of my life because of Jesus and the promises of His Word that I walked in. Well, I'm telling you, that's exciting. That kicks off next week. This week, we have a special treat for you. One of our pastors, Pastor Don Shipley, been with us for a number of years, and he's been a stable guy, a faithful guy. He's studious of the Word. I wish I could say that about every pastor I know, but he's in the Word of God, and he's not just in it, he speaks it, and he lives it. Is that a great report? And so it's with great joy today that I present to you Pastor Don Shipley. You enjoy him. I'm going to enjoy him. Let's enjoy the Lord together, okay? Let's give the Lord a thank you for Pastor Don Shipley. Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Good morning, saints. Y'all doing okay? All right. Let's start off by just a word of prayer. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for this day. It's a day you've made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I just ask you to speak through me today, and Lord, give us ears to hear what you want to say to each of us. And so, Lord, I just yield myself to you, and Lord, ask you if for something I'm about to say that I shouldn't, close my mouth. And Lord, if for something I should say, then open it. And so, Lord, I just give you this time, and I thank you for your presence here. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, the title of my message today is Christianity in the Last Days. But it's kind of a two-part message this morning. The first part is secular, but you hang with me. There's a reason for it, and it'll all tie together. All right? I just want to start off by saying that what this is to put things in perspective. Because we hear a lot in the media, and boy, most of it is just fear, 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 fear. It really is. And I want to put things in perspective. And I want you to understand, I'm not taking death lightly. I hate that anybody has passed away. I know there's people that probably are listening who's lost loved ones. And, you know, I am so sorry. And we don't want to treat that lightly. I'm not taking it lightly. But a lot of these statistics I'm going to go over have to do with death. Because, again, I'm trying to put it in perspective. Okay? And I'm going to have to read some of this because you can't see the slides that are going to be behind me. And this is deaths from all causes in 2018. I couldn't find the latest in 2019, so I had to go with 2018. And the first one, it just has to do with traffic accidents. And this is, and by the way, I tried to get this from the sources that everybody recognizes because you can go out on the web and you can find stuff from anybody and anything, all right? And so I wanted to try to get that you would recognize, the media, if they're listening, would recognize, and because it's as far as we know, it is the truth, all right? And that's what we want to speak is the truth. Association for Safety International Road Travel. More than 38,000 people die every year in crashes on U.S. roadways. And by the way, all of this is just United States, not anything in the world. I don't know that we could trust the statistics from other parts of the world, so I'm just dealing with the United States. All right? Make that clear. The U.S. traffic fatality rate is 12.4 deaths per 100,000 inhabitants. An additional 4.4 million are injured seriously enough to require medical attention. Road crashes are the leading cause of death in U.S. for people ages, this is what's interesting, 1 through 54. All right? Okay. The next one, slide, is deaths and mortality, and this has to do with health statistics. Number of deaths in the United States, 2,813,503. Death rate is 863.8 deaths per 100,000 population. Life expectancy, 78.6 years. That's gone up a good bit. All right, which is neat. Infant mortality rate, 5.79 deaths per 1,000 live births. So that's gone down. That's a good number. All right. Next one is number of deaths for leading causes of deaths. Heart disease, and this is where I'm trying to put things in perspective. Heart disease, 647,457, that's in 2018. Cancer, 599,108. Accidents, unintentional injuries, 169,936. And I'm just reading all this for the sake of those who are listening because they can't see what you're seeing on the behind me. Chronic lower respiratory diseases, 160,201. Stroke, 146,383. Alzheimer's disease, 121,404. Diabetes, 83,564. Influenza and pneumonia, 55,672. Nephritis. Does anybody know what nephritis is? I had to look that up. I had never heard of that before. Nephrotic syndrome and nephrosis. That is kidney disorders or kidney disease. Never heard that word, but I know now. 50,633. Intentional self-harm, which is suicide, 47,173. Amazing. Sad, really. It really is, because people commit suicide when they have no hope. They've lost hope. There's always hope in Jesus. There's always hope when you're alive. There really is. All right, now we're getting to COVID-19. All right? And by the way, I updated, because this changes every day. All right? This is since January 21st, 2020, up through January 17th, 2021. You may see that. I don't know if you can see it at the bottom right-hand corner. Total cases, 23,653,919. Deaths per 100,000 people is 118. Total deaths, 394,495. Out of that, how many people do you think survived? If you take into consideration the people that are in the hospital right now, probably close to 23 million. Do you hear that on the news? And you know, I heard a reporter the other day slip, I'm sure because I've never heard anybody else say this, and he mentioned that most people recover in home. Most people do. You don't hear that. I never heard it again, but he happened to say it, and that was like, So anyway, you want to see why I'm trying to put this in perspective? Because from the media, you don't hear this. And I'm not saying it's not dangerous or it isn't that we can't die from it. We could die from, we're dying from all causes. That's what I'm showing you here. And what? Cancer is higher than that. Heart death is more than that. All right? I think the last one, we passed 400,000. That's still more than 2018 statistics, deaths from heart disease and cancer. You don't hear that much from those other things, but that's the truth. And a coronavirus, any group of RNA, for those who are like me, want to have all these details. Coronavirus is any group of RNA, which is ribonucleic acid, viruses that cause a variety of respiratory, gastrointestinal, intestinal, and neurological diseases in humans and animals. SARS was a coronavirus. You know, you didn't hear much about SARS. Did we ever, I don't remember saying anything or seeing anything about wearing masks in SARS. Did you? I didn't either. And they were forecasting millions of deaths with SARS. They were. But anyway, again, putting this in perspective. Those who've had COVID-19 and gotten well have the antibodies in their systems and could still possibly test positive for. And again, this is from the CDC website. Boy, there's tons of information. You have to dig through that stuff to find all this. It isn't easy to find. Some of it is. I don't know why. All right? And because of the way the states have reported this, they are really not sure of how many have died from COVID-19 or with COVID-19. That's on their website, but you have to dig for it, but they'll admit that. And, you know, just to give you an example, Mary's cousin just passed away about 3 weeks ago now, I guess it has been. He was in the hospital, and he was probably just about to die anyway. He was so weak he couldn't even turn over in bed. They moved a patient in with him who had been negative for COVID, and in just a couple of days, her cousin passed away. Well, they tested him. Guess what? He had COVID-19. They tested the other guy, COVID-19. So whether that just hastened it, we don't know. But I don't know how that's going to be reported. You know what I'm saying? And so, again, perspective, perspective, perspective. All right? Airborne diseases. It isn't just COVID-19. All right? The common cold, influenza, chicken pox, mumps, measles. Another interesting statistic, measles is a leading cause of death among children worldwide and responsible for 140,000 deaths. We don't hear a lot of that stuff. And that was in 2018. Whooping cough and tuberculosis and diphtheria, other airborne diseases. Now, this is on the website, CDC website, again, all of this stuff I'm giving you. Precautions to take. This has to do with all airborne diseases, okay? And you got to understand, you can get COVID from touching something, too. It isn't just airborne, all right? And so are some of these others, all right, viruses. Avoid close contact with people who have active symptoms of disease. I'll highlight active. Stay home when you're sick. Don't let vulnerable people come in close contact with you. Common sense. Okay, common sense. If you must be around others, if you're sick or have something, wear a face mask, first time it's mentioned, to prevent spreading or breathing germs. All right? Cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. All right? Use a tissue or your elbow to cut down on the possibility of transmitting germs on your hands. All right? Wash your hands thoroughly. This has been on there a long time. All right, at least 20 seconds and often, especially after sneezing or coughing. Last, avoid touching your face or other people with unwashed hands. Duh. All right. But I'm telling you, this is good stuff. All right? This is good stuff. So we're not taking it lightly, but anyway, it's there for everything. All right. The purpose of all this is twofold. First, it is that every contagious disease might lead to death, or any of these. I mean, people die of the flu. We saw all those things, okay? And second, that people are continually dying for many causes. Many, many causes. Again, perspective. That's what I'm trying to get across, perspective. Because we don't hear all of this. We just hear fear. Fear, fear, fear. All right. The government has used these deaths to mandate the wearing of masks, social distancing, as well as promoting sanitary practices to protect yourself and others. The only other time in American history, I did some research on this, when citizens were required to wear masks was in 1918 with the outbreak of the Spanish flu pandemic. That took over 675,000 American lives. That was a good percentage of the population back in 1918. And over 50 million, and they say that is very low, 50 million worldwide. So extremely dangerous. You know what our Christian response should always be? To obey our authorities. It really should be. Unless, I would ask you, but I'm going to tell you, unless they require us to break the laws of the land or God's laws. All right? You know what? We love people. We should love people, and I believe we do more than the world does. All right? So it's common sense for us to use those sanitary practices, period. It really is. All right? To wear a mask when you aren't sick. I'm probably going to step on some toes here. To wear a mask when you aren't sick or around those who aren't sick isn't common sense. Remember back there, if they have active diseases or whatever, all right? If it's because they might have something, then we need to wear masks from the time we're born till we die. I'm serious. Think about it. Think about it, all right? And you know what? A mask might help in some situations. They really might. I mean, because it can diffuse that. It can keep it more internally or diffuse it down or, you know, backwards. So it's not that it's totally, but you know what? They even CDC admits masks won't totally block the virus germs, all right? And all but maybe the N95 mask will even, and even now they're even wondering if that is perfect enough, okay? But anyway, where is it at? Oh, all right. Thank you. I'm being schooled on how to use this mic here. All right, social distancing is the same thing, all right? It should only be required when a person has a known sickness that requires it. Otherwise, we would go our whole lives without getting close to or touching anyone. If you're going to use that same criteria, I'm serious. Common sense, think about it. You know, the only social distancing that was required in the Bible was for lepers, okay, that we know of. Now, again, God gave a lot of laws in the Old Testament for the health of the children of Israel, to separate them out from the others, okay? So that was good. All right, I'm going to get off that, and I'm going to touch on another one that's probably sensitive and the media is listening, and maybe some believers. Shutting down or limiting church attendance is another matter, all right? The very First Amendment. Now, you know, we did a lot of traveling this summer. We've been living as if nothing was going on other than going in places where they required masks. I mean, we're obeying those laws, okay? But we went in places where they didn't wear masks, and we didn't wear masks. We ate at restaurants where nobody in there had a mask. I'm serious. As we travel, we didn't wear a mask either. They said enter at your own, you know, caution, you know, your own take responsibility for it. Well, you know what? That's what we should do, all right? Okay. But anyway, we stop at Cracker Barrel all the time because they have room for RVs and stuff. Well, you know what? I saw this little, the Constitution of the United States. I said, you know what? I need to refresh my mind, my memory on this. So I bought it. And it's so neat, pocket. And so I just carry it around. But here's what the First Amendment says. Listen closely. I'm quoting it. Congress, not the judge locally or anybody else, okay, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Now, that was intended not to have a Catholicism as a national or Baptist as a national, you know, or whatever. That's what that was. Now, that's taking it totally out of context, but that's what's happened. All right? Establishing religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, all right, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. One might argue that, hey, they're not causing us to break the law because they're allowing preachers to use the social media. Okay. Well, what about this one, the right of the people to peaceably assemble? Congress shall make no law. Okay, to prohibit that. All right? The Bible says, and this is, I'm going to start getting into a lot of scripture here. If y'all know me, I mean, I don't want you to, my opinion doesn't mean any more than yours. But I tell you, when I read the Word, I take the Word as the Word, and I let the Bible interpret the Bible. I always have. And I encourage you to. So I'm going to read a lot of scripture having to do with this, and a lot of this has to do with Christianity in the last days. But I'm going to show you how this, what we've been going through, applies as well. All right? The Bible says in Hebrews 10:24-25, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." You know, I can hear it now. We don't have to go to church to be a Christian. Is that true? That's true. Well, what does that say about your heart if you're using that as an excuse? I mean, what is that, honestly, what is that saying? What is that saying? All right? And here's what I want you to really, really think about. Isn't it amazing that all through history, I mean, history, all right, and even today, that people have been willing to be imprisoned or die to assemble together, to worship, pray, and hear the Word. It went to a lot of different means to do that. All right. Why did they do that? Why did they do that? You know what? They might know something we've forgotten. All right? And even those on the other side of the world today, it's something else. What's sad is you can hardly get anyone to come today. I know I'm stepping on toes. And you know what? Because of the tendency of people not to come anymore, we're very close to being in danger of losing that right, that freedom. It could easily be taken from us. And a lot of people say, well, you don't have to go to church to be a Christian anyway. All right? Here's what I want you to understand. There is a dynamic that only takes place when we assemble ourselves together. That's what they knew. That's what I think we've forgotten. All right? Matthew 18:18, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." 19, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Verse 20, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Now, does that mean your prayer is only going to be answered if you're in church? No. But I'm just telling you, this is all connected. There is a dynamic. I mean, it was when the day of Pentecost, they were all in one place with what? One accord. All right? And you know what? We all come for different reasons. To look good, because everybody else does, or whatever. I mean, I'm not going to get into that. I'll get into some of that later. I'll probably step on more toes. But anyway. But anyhow, that is what the Scripture says. All right? And we're to assemble ourselves together. All right. State of the world in the last days. And these are all Scripture. And I don't know how many of you got there. Edie probably had to cancel some out because I had, I believe you me, this isn't all of them, all right? Matthew 24, verse 4 through 11. "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, and elections and non-elections, and be not, you know, I'm adding some there, but I'm just telling you, okay? All right? For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and, oh, pestilence is, wonder what we have been, this pandemic has been. It's a pestilence. All right? And earthquakes. Man, we have had earthquakes. You know, the strangest thing, what was it been, 2 years ago now, maybe 3 years ago? Lived in Irving, I can't tell you how many years, 40 years, something like that. And 1 year we had almost 30 earthquakes. Wow. Irving, Texas, yeah. Okay. And anyway, in diverse places, which means in various places. And you know it is. And I've heard people say, oh, well, it's because, you know, we can know everything going on around the world, and you know, it's just being reported more often now. No, it's happening at a greater frequency. And again, I could give you scripture that says exactly that's what's going to happen. It's the birth pains, okay? Because when you start having them, they're few and far between, but boy, they get harder and harder and more frequent. That's exactly what's beginning to happen, okay? All these are beginnings of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another. You know what? I don't have time to go into all of this stuff. I mean, I could take off on this alone and declare a lot of things that could happen and probably will happen. Betray one another? Well, you know what? If you're really not a believer and they say, well, you're not going to be able to buy or sell, and you're doing that with somebody else, somebody likely will turn you in. It may be somebody else who says they're a Christian. You never know. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. Okay? Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. All right, on down. Matthew 24:32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. God used a lot of physical things, farm things, nature things to help us understand spiritual applications. Okay? All right. So likewise ye, when you shall see all these things come to pass. Again, this is addressing all these things up here. All right? Shall come to pass till know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. You know, I know a lot of you, when I've said I've got my retirement planned out to 108. I mean, it's true, I really do. But you know what? I think I am in this generation, because that generation, when all these stuff begin to happen, will not pass away. Doesn't mean that all of them are going to be alive, but if there's one alive, this scripture is fulfilled. All right? I may be the it. I don't know. I may be it. But anyway, you know what? I'm prepared by the grace of God. I really am. All right? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Hallelujah. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But of the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. You know, I'm just reading the scripture the other day about in the days of Noah. And you know, God said that the very thoughts of their heart were continually wicked. Wow. I mean, just continually wicked. And Lord help, I hope we're not there, but we're getting there anyway. But anyway. And so anyway, but you know what? Things were going on as normal. That's what it's saying here. You know, life was just going on. People were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, etc., etc. We also knew there was, because of the condition of their heart, there was a lot of immorality, because it was continually. 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also that in the last days, like I said, this is not, I'm going to read several, but it isn't near all of them. Then in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. It almost stopped right there. You know, Pastor Tim has encouraged us to have a thanks journal every day because it is so common to be unthankful today. And to just, we're a spoiled nation and we think everything is supposed to be that way, that we're supposed to be given this. And, I mean, it's astonishing how easy it is to be unthankful. Okay? But boy, that is a sign of today. Unholy, without natural affection. Wow. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. When have we ever seen a time when good is called bad and bad is called good? That is so sad. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Should I dwell on that very much? I probably will step on somebody's toes. But you know what? A lot of people rather go fishing, play golf, watch football. Okay? Man, it's warm in this bed and it's cold outside. I mean, sometimes some mornings when it's like that, it's hard to get up. But you know what? You just get up. You don't live by your emotions. And, you know, you don't give in to all of these things. But, I mean, I could go on. I guarantee I'd hit yours. But I'm going to stop there. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And you know what? God wants us to enjoy things. It's not that it's wrong to watch football, play golf, any of these things. Just don't love it more than God. You're making an idol. You're putting it before. You know, shall have no other gods before me. One of the first commandments. Okay. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Now I'm going to skip down a little bit. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Or do we have that time going on in our nation? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 through 7. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Who does that sound like? Somebody that knows the scripture? Maybe some of it? Or believes in creation, but has given up? Well, you know what? God isn't coming. I mean, look how many years we've had, how many hundreds of years, how many decades, and nothing's happened. God long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. Okay? I mean, if you can just take one and dwell on it, but boy, if you don't know the whole Bible and why God delays his coming, there's a specific reason. He loves people. He doesn't want people to perish eternally. All right. Walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, hallelujah, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. God's got it all in it. He's keeping this world. Oh, goodness. Romans 1, 25 through 32. It's pretty tough here. But boy, I tell you, this is so indicative of our society today. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. I don't think I have to name these things. You probably should know. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their own lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Wow. That's sad. And the fact is that it's even celebrated today. That's what's calling evil good and good evil. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters. Oof, mercy. There's so much of this we could spend a lot of time on. Haters of God, despiteful, pride, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Wow, I hope some are listening that are caught in that stuff. Warnings. You know, these warnings, as I read, as I was putting them together, I thought, you know what? A lot of these pertain to people who think they are believers. Have you been deceived? Have you deceived yourself? Matthew 6:14, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's pretty tough. Matthew 10:32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. That's pretty plain, isn't it? Matthew 24:11, and many false, and through verse 14, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Does that sound like people who used to go to church or are going to church? Or, you know? I mean, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Are we in that generation? I mean, it's being preached around the world. I don't know if the last person that God has to hear it is hearing it, but when it happens, that's it. 2 Timothy 3:5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. I tell you, God's powerful. But have we forgotten how powerful he really is? 2 Thessalonians 2:1, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. You know, don't be troubled with all this stuff that's going on. It's so easy to. I'll tell you, here's another verse, and that's verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Who's falling away? Who's falling away? Is it the ones who are not saved or never accepted Christ? No. It's those who, for whatever reason, think they have, said they have, but never really have. All right? It can be an emotional experience. And emotions are fine. It can come with it. But it's believing the Word of God and standing on it, is trusting it. All right. All right, Hebrews 12:27. And this word yet once more signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of those things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. I believe that's what's happening. I believe that's what's going to happen, that you will know and we will know if what we have is genuine. You only know what's in an orange when you squeeze an orange or a lemon or whatever. You know what? But that's when you find if that orange has lemon juice in it or something. You know what I'm saying? All right, God's promise to his children. Man, this is good stuff. And I tell you this, Psalms 91 has been mine and Mary's scriptures this past year. That's why we traveled. I mean, we went through 4 states and in 23 days and spent a good bit of time at these states doing things. And we've been to Oklahoma many times, and I'm not going to say everywhere on TV or whatever, any media, social media, where all we have been. But you know what? We've enjoyed things. We've not been fearful. We've not been fearful. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Boy, verse 2, oh, I love it. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Hallelujah. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Boy, we had a lot of noise. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Hallelujah. John 16:31, Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered. Of course, this was talking to Israel then. Every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Hallelujah, the Father is with us. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. God did never mince things or make it seem like it's a dream machine, okay? Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. All right. I'm going to read a few more. I'm running out of time, and I knew I would. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? It is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, are you persuaded? I'm persuaded that neither death, you know, when we've thought about this, and don't misunderstand, nobody really wants to die or experience death. But you know what? If I die of COVID-19, so what? So what? I'm going to heaven. Or of the flu. Or of anything. Anyway. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. What a promise. What a promise. What a promise. Amen. Romans 5:5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us, boy, this is another one. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear. Are you fearful? But of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Okay, when you know how much God really loves you, I'll tell you, when you really know, you know what, you're not fearful. But I'll tell you, you have to get to that point to know how much God really loves you. Okay? Cast it out, fear, because fear hath torment. Is that the truth? How many people are tormented? He that feareth is not made perfect in love. All right. Skipping down. James 4:14, whereas you know not, and this is to everyone, know not what shall be on the morrow, or what is your life? It is a vapor that appears for a little while. Okay? And then it just vanishes away. You know, one of the sweetest sayings, I'm going to just read it. Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That is the sweetest invitation that any of us in the world, believers, whatever, could ever have. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. All right. How do you become a child of God? Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have. You, me, everybody else. Romans 5:8. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans 10:9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, if you don't know him, if you're troubled, you know, if you're burdened down by the election, by the COVID, by whatever, all this stuff going on, come unto the Lord. And that's how you come. And that's how you accept him. And that's how you find that peace that we all are looking forward for. Thank you. Love y'all. Amen. All right, Pastor. I had to skip a lot.